They're making decisions now. You know, the very first one, you know, everything's kind of still up in the air as far as legislation, but now is when things are actually happening and getting done.
The Hayes Public Library has a busy month, both online and in person. Communications coordinator Callie Kolasny stops by to talk about some of their upcoming events and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're going to have a Bluey-themed party. It'll be on March 25th from 1 to 3 p.m. We'll have a puppet show. Now, this puppet show is an original puppet show that was written and will be performed by people at the Hayes Community Theater. So they've done a great job partnering with us on this project, and so they're going to do this puppet show featuring Bluey, and there will also be pictures. There's going to be this cool backdrop, and you can take pictures with a fairly large stuffed Bluey. We'll also have some Bluey-themed games and snacks. We want to thank the Simply Charm for also partnering with us on this project. But yeah, it's going to be just a fun afternoon. Bring the kids on down and enjoy some Bluey stuff.
Very cool. Do you have to get signed up in advance, tickets, anything like that? Just show up.
And it's completely free. Just show up and enjoy yourselves.
Fun.
It'll be a good time.
No reason not to.
Yeah, and exactly. And I could go and learn about Bluey.
You could.
There's got to be other people out there that are like me that are like, what's a Bluey?
I didn't really know, you know, obviously people who have children are much more aware of Bluey, but I've heard that it's a great show, even if even for the adults, they enjoy it as well. So
I was about to say, I would probably watch it even if I didn't have kids. It's really good.
See? So we're going to have the Bluey, and it's not going to be a costumed character because the production company hasn't come out with one of those yet. So I just want people to know that it's not like Bluey's not coming to the library, but there's going to be the stuffed animal, and the puppet show will be a lot of fun, and other stuff revolving around Bluey.
Well, now you're breaking the fourth wall. I'm just saying. Like,
I know, but
it's a Bluey-themed party.
Okay. Yes.
Not a party with Bluey.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
All right. Exactly. Bluey's not actually going to be there, but the stuffed animal will be.
You just don't want to have like 100 little yes. kids crying in your lobby.
Exactly. I want everybody to be aware of it's going to be a great time, but yeah.
Fair enough. And again, coming up on March 25th from 1 to 3 there at the... Is it at the community theater or at the library?
It's at the library.
At the library, but the community theater is putting that on for you.
Yes,
very
at the
cool.
library.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch, yeah. of, bunch of good folks down there.
Oh,
they come
wonderful.
On with us as well.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
They just did a... When did they do a show? I don't remember. They came in and talked about it.
The Sherlock show.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
All right. Nobody Kills Sherlock, I think is what it was called.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yes, that was
yep.
it.
Yeah,
right,
they're fantastic.
Yeah. And moving on. Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Even, well, okay, coming up tomorrow, you got something cool
yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, run through some events. We have a trivia night at the Paisley Pear tomorrow night at 6:30. The theme is Pie and Pie because it's Pie Day, 314. So Pie and Pie, if you know, we're going to talk food and, the numbers. So food and math. So go ahead and contact the Paisley Pear to reserve your table if you're interested in putting together your trivia team. We have the World Language Club. They meet on the third Saturdays of the month, and so they'll meet on Saturday at 11 a.m. You can explore different cultures, foods, languages. That's what they do on those each month. This month's hobby jumping is about bread making. We had a great crowd at the first installment of this, and so then the next one will be on March 20th at 5 p.m. Painting class on March 21st at 6 p.m. The Fantasy Book Club will meet on March 27th at 6 p.m. If you're into fantasy, if that's your genre, then go ahead and join this club. They read different books each month and talk about different subcultures of genre. So it's really fascinating. So you can go ahead and get the book and join them on March 27th at 6 p.m. They always meet on the last Monday of the month. Bad Art Night, and this is what I would need because I have no artistic ability whatsoever. Bad Art Night will be on March 28th at 6 p.m. Come be creative, no judgment. Just go ahead and do what you want to do. Nobody's going to judge what you come up with. So if you're like me and have no artistic ability but would really like to give it a try, come to the library.
Yeah, maybe be inspired by those around you.
Exactly. So that'll be March 28th at 6 p.m. The next Chamber Legislative Coffee will be on April 1st. The doors will open at 8. The program actually begins at 8:30. So you can come and listen to the local legislators. We've had really good crowds each time that we've done this. So come on April 1st.
This is the last one of those, right?
This will be the last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't miss it. If you've missed the other two, and like me, I haven't made it to either of them yet.
Right.
This is a perfect opportunity to check in with those local legislators. You can speak with them directly.
Well, especially right now is when, I mean, they're making decisions now. You know, the very mm-hmm. first one, you know, everything's kind of still up in the air as far as legislation, but now is when things are actually happening and getting done. So if have a specific issue you want to talk about or just want to hear, see what's going on, come to the library on April 1st. You can go to the chamber website if you want to find out about if you have a question that you want to submit, and you can submit it ahead of time, contact the chamber to do that, and they'll have your question ahead of time, which is actually kind of nice for them to go ahead and have those taken care of. So, And then we will wrap things up with a plant swap. These are always fun. That'll be on April 4th at 5:30 p.m. If you have a house full of plants and maybe you want to not have all of the plants, you can bring them to the library. Maybe you want a different kind of plant. Somebody else might have a plant that you want. So you can swap plants. And it's kind of fun. It's interesting to see what people have and how excited people are to get something different.
Yeah. Is it like a white elephant, though, where you got to trade and swap, and I want that one, you get this one?
No, it's just come, and if you see something you like, and they have to be alive. You can't bring your dead plants. We don't want dead plants. We want ones that are healthy and doing well.
So none of my plants got it. Okay.
Right.
Just not invited.
Mine are alive. They don't necessarily thrive, but they're not dead yet. How's that? So
that feels like me, like right now.
Right. So... Plant swap will be on April 4th at 5:30 p.m.
Very cool. I see this is coming up too, and this is always a cool event. The Friends, they've got a book sale coming up, right?
Yes. This will be on the same day as the Bluey Party, so this part will be in the gallery. The Friends book sale, Friends of the Hayes Public Library, it'll be on March 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be a lot of books. We are in the process of weeding our children's collection. So some of those will be available. I'm not sure. It's coming up pretty quickly, so I'm not sure how many of them will be available for this sale. But because we always have people ask, well, do you have children's books? Yes, there will be children's books. There'll be books for all ages. They'll be at a great price. So come on to the library on March 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Any money that the Friends collect then goes back into the library in some fashion. So you're still supporting the Hayes Public Library, and you know, whether you buy it at the bookstore on a regular weekday or through one of their special book sales, it does go to benefit the library.
Awesome. And I also saw this. We have another chess tournament coming up the beginning of next month, right?
Right. It'll be on April 1st. It's for ages 17 and younger, basically seniors in high school and younger. You can register online. We want you to register because lunch will be provided. So this way we have some numbers. So please go ahead and register online through the event calendar at hayeslibrary.org. It'll be check-in at 9 o'clock, and then the play will actually begin around 9:30. So it's a great opportunity for those kids who have been, whether you've been doing the chess club at the library or not, if you just are of that age and you want to play chess and you know how to play chess, then go ahead and register and come be a part of the chess tournament. There will be prizes offered. So some of them are really good, and it impresses me. I don't know how to play chess at all.
Yes, yes, I wish think I did. There's a few students in the Catholic school district that are like award winning, championship win, tournament winning. I don't know how it goes, but they win.
Right,
they're good.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
unlike me, they know what they're doing. So yeah, those are some of the things we've got coming up.
Lots of cool stuff, and we've got a few minutes left. We got to talk about this. With all the stuff that you guys do in person with the community building and there, it's great. But also, and we've talked about this before, you've got such good resources online as well. And maybe you want to tell us about MyLibro.
Yes.
Because I think that's the one that connects all of it, right?
It does. I wanted to, yeah, we talked about when the app first came out, our Hayes Public Library mobile app, at the end of August of last year. You know, we talked about it for quite a bit then, but I haven't mentioned it since then. So I want to remind people that we do have a library app. All you have to do is on whatever your device is, go ahead and go to your app store and search My Libro, M-Y-L-I-B-R-O, and excuse me, and download that. And then you'll search for the Hayes Public Library. And then you will put in your library card number, and it'll ask for your PIN number. And the PIN is the last four digits of your library card number. And then your card is in your phone. So one of the great things, because many times we have people come to the library and they've got their books ready to check out and they don't have their library card. You don't have to have your library card if you've got your, but everybody has their phone with them nowadays. If you've got your phone with you, it's the barcode that's on your library card is then on your phone, and you can use that to check out through the kiosks, because you have to have either your library card or some kind of identification in order to check out. And if you don't have either of those, then you have to go back home, get them, and come back. But if you've got your phone with you, then you're good to go. You can manage all of your library card accounts. So if you have library card and your kids have library cards, you can put all of your numbers in the app so that you can check, you can monitor your children's library card accounts. You've got everybody all in one place. Also, you can just use it to search the catalog. You can put books on hold. You can access the digital resources. Now, the Libby app, you won't have to have the Libby app on your phone. If you use OverDrive and Libby for the Sunflower eLibrary, then once you have the library app, then that's all you need. You would still need to have the Hoopla app, but if you find a book in the card in the catalog and it's on Hoopla, it will take you directly to your app on your phone. So you don't have to go, you don't have to back out, go to Hoopla, search again. It'll take you where you need to go. But you do have to have that app on your phone. It's not already ingrained in the mobile app. So yeah, you can do so many different things with the Hayes Public Library app. Just need to download it. It's free. And then you have access to your account.
Yeah, and I was, as you were talking, I found it and installed it. Mm-hmm. I have got snagged on the library card number. Right. I'm going to ask, though, right now, since you're here, what do you do if you don't have any idea what your library card number is?
Well, you...
I don't know that I've ever actually had the physical card, because I signed up. Everything was online for me.
Oh, okay. Well, you may have to go to the library.
Fair enough.
To get that. Yes, because you need to show identification. So, because we don't just give out those numbers to anybody, because, you know, people could check out a bunch of stuff on your number and then you could have problems. So you probably need to go to the library so that you can finalize all of that and get your number. But otherwise, yeah, if you've got your library card, just it's a very long number. So it's not one that you typically have memorized, your library card number, but just stick that in there. Like I said, the PIN is the last four digits of that library card number, and that's really all you need.
Very cool. Yeah, get in there and explore it. I do have the other apps. I've got the Hoopla, and I love Hoopla.
Yeah.
I have gotten into audiobooks thanks to, you guys in Hoopla.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm constantly listening to audiobooks. I love them. And so it's what I listen to when I get ready in the morning, when I cook dinner, when I clean the house. It just makes things go faster. Mm-hmm. If I'm going on a long trip, I'd love to have an audiobook.
Mm-hmm. And provided for free. All courtesy of the Hayes Public Library.
Yes, exactly. It's all for free.
Just got to get in there and check it out. Well, Callie, we've run out of time, but if people want to get more information or learn about some of these apps directly, how do they do so?
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. The website is hayeslibrary.org, or you can give us a call, 625-9014.